USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris landed in Singapore on Sunday as she begins a visit to Southeast Asia that will also include a stop in Vietnam. The Vice President is expected to use the trip to communicate U.S. views regarding China's growing power and influence in the region, including the communist regime's efforts to take control of the South China Sea. Multiple blasts have rocked Gaza after the Israeli Defense Force launched a series of airstrikes in an apparent retaliation to violent border clashes in which an Israeli soldier was critically wounded earlier in the day. The first strikes hit the enclave shortly before midnight, according to witnesses and Palestinian media reports. Multiple videos circulating online showed massive blasts rocking the strip on Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.